Subsistence is the hobby here, really. I mean, that's the main thing we have to do. Of course, there's lots of bad hobbies that are problems for people, but the good hobby is going out and catching smelt, picking berries, you know, doing the fish thing, hunting, going out, and some people trap, different things like that. We still have it all right here. It's the thing to do, and lots of it. The resource is plentiful.
Yeah, there's wonderful berries here. And I showed you the main ones, the cloudberries, also called salmonberries sometimes, and the blackberries, which are also called crowberries, the blueberries. Everybody loves the blueberries, and they all mix really well together. And then later in September, after we're done picking the mushrooms and all those things, we have wonderful mushrooms here too. They bring a lot of money other places for those kind of mushrooms. They're called porcini if you buy them in the grocery stores, and they're expensive. Later on, we'll pick cranberries after the frost. After the frost, you quit picking mushrooms and you start picking cranberries. And we have wonderful cranberries here too, just like little red rubies out there on the tundra. And we have really good berries here. We're really fortunate. This place is so blessed with so much food, between the fish and the berries and the caribou and the moose. And it's so easy to grow a garden with lots of potatoes and lots of peas and broccoli and just lots of other things you can grow. It's really easy to live here, not to mention the fishermen and the processors and everybody give away so much food you don't know what to do with it all. So I just invest in freezers and store as much as I can and feed a lot of it to the dogs. It's a pretty rich place. A pretty powerful place with the world's largest sockeye salmon runs and steaming volcanoes and howling winds, but it's awesome here. I really like it here. The food here is just incredible. There's so much really high quality food that I don't want to eat anything else, but people build their own challenges. A lot of the younger people don't want to eat salmon. They don't want to live a subsistence lifestyle. Some of the older people really value that, but a lot of the younger ones are proud if they never eat it or say they can't stand it and all they want is expensive processed food. That's a cultural thing that goes on, and it's happening. People talk themselves into this isn't a good place, but I see it quite the opposite. This has huge potential. I mean, I built this house with stuff that's thrown off from the dump from all these processors and government places. I think it's true anywhere, though, you can find a lifestyle for yourself if you just have that looking around, wondering what is your path, what is there for you. You know, there's potential, and a lot of people tend to look at things negatively, only want what they don't have, only want to live in these internet devices that I don't even like. But I'm lucky. I'm very lucky. I've been very blessed. I guess subsistence means to me a real connection to the place you're living and what resources are there. And I'm afraid a lot of people are losing that, really. And they don't even see what's right in front of them. Subsistence is a big word, but there's a lot of different kinds of subsistence. And food is the first one that comes to mind to people around here. Food and fish.